Novelist Alice MacDermott won the National Book Award for her last novel, Charming Billy. In MacDermott's new novel, Child of My Heart, she turns from the subject of adults acting like children to children pushed too soon into some realities of adulthood that must be met with stoicism. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Here's a chicken-egg question. Is it a natural act of homage and chutzpah for contemporary American novelists to try to rewrite The Great Gatsby? Or is the power of Gatsby so great that it just seeps into and, in effect, rewrites so many contemporary American novels? The Gatsby tributes, satires, and updates actually began almost as soon as the novel was published in 1925, when F. Scott Fitzgerald's good friend, Nathaniel West, started writing The Day of the Locust, his own vicious version of the quest for the American dream embodied in A Golden Girl. The latest literary doff of the hat to Gatsby comes from Alice MacDermott, whose lovely new novel, Child of My Heart, resurrects a few of Gatsby's charmed ingredients, a retrospective story bounded by the space of a single summer that takes place out on the playgrounds of the fabulously rich on Long Island. There's even a girl named Daisy, though she's more black and blue than golden. These are just grace notes, not a conscious effort on MacDermott's part to replay the whole of Gatsby. MacDermott's novel goes off in an altogether different direction, and of course she's much less of a WASP wannabe than Fitzgerald was, more upfront about her Irish Catholic preoccupation with guilt, class consciousness, and paradises lost through all too human bungling. The narrator of Child of My Heart is named Teresa, and she's looking back on the summer of her 15th year, sometime in the early 1960s. Teresa is the only daughter of older parents. She's also beautiful. People tell her she's a young Elizabeth Taylor or Jackie Kennedy. Consequently, a few years before the novel opens, her parents decided to move out to the far eastern end of Long Island to give Teresa the opportunity to meet rich boys. The quality, though, that really distinguishes Teresa is that she's not nice, in a smart way. She's already sized up the world, her family, and her own power, especially over men. Teresa works as a pet tender and babysitter. She enchants her small charges, as well as some of their fathers. One of those lightly lecherous fathers is a famous painter in his 70s, a spattering of Jackson Pollock and Pablo Picasso here, whose wife has just deserted him and their toddler. Tagging along on these babysitting jobs is Teresa's favorite cousin, Daisy, an anemic redhead who's visiting for a few weeks to escape a cramped household of brothers and sisters back in Queens. On the first afternoon of Daisy's visit, Teresa spots purplish bruises on the insteps of both of her cousin's feet. Those ominous bruises fade, but then appear on other parts of Daisy's body. The two girls, shaman and acolyte, enter into a silent complicity with the old goat of an artist to keep Daisy's bruises to themselves and keep her vacation going. Salt water, St. Joseph's aspirin, and a cheap pair of Mary Janes covered with sparkles constitute the cure regimen at Teresa's seaside clinic. Inevitably, however, nosy bodies, sex, and wayward children and dogs intrude, and Pop, this magical moment out of time and death, disintegrates into memory. Child of My Heart reads with the quick shift intensity of a short story. As she has in her other novels, MacDermott renders her characters in spare sentences that instantly summon up whole lives. Consider this miniature portrait of one of Teresa's wealthy employers. Mrs. Richardson was one of those blunt, loud, bangs-across-the-forehead women who seemed to believe that everyone else must surely be as pleased with her as she was with herself for being so no-nonsense and direct and, as she saw it, egalitarian. But more than character or plot, this is a novel that's distinguished by mood, by its elegiac longing for a vanished beloved who couldn't be saved. I know a couple of prominent book critics have already weighed in negatively against Child of My Heart, saying it's not as compelling as MacDermott's other novels. I liked it a lot, but then a novel told by a cynical Catholic girl who can't forgive herself for being a cynical Catholic girl would be right up my alley.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Child of My Heart by Alice McDermott. This is Fresh Air.